Good morning. We're continuing with Hayoda Mehilchus Shabbos, and we're talking about the concept of the Gemara here in Klal Tes. So we introduced the Gemara in Baba Kama, which talks about the unique halacha of Zora, Beruch Masayatoi, that Malachas Mashabbos here, in contrast to what it usually does, which generates Ptur, over here is generating Chiyav. And we raise the question, does this concept apply elsewhere? So with this background, we can now maybe approach what seems to be a challenging Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chaf. The Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph discusses scenarios where a fire broke out and gives various different solutions of grama that one is allowed to do to prevent the fire from spreading. So one example is you have a wooden box which caught on fire. You can cover the second half, the other part of the box which has not caught fire yet, with the hides of an animal. So there's moisture in it and they're strong, etc. When the fire gets there, it will smother the oxygen with the moisture which is there. They're moist enough that they're not going to catch fire immediately. Meanwhile, they're going to put out the fire. This also is a case where you want to make some type of a barrier between where the fire is and where it might spread by putting earthenware vessels which will block it, and the fire will go out. So possibly, one opinion says you could even use earthenware vessels which have water in them, which the fire might cause them to burst, and the water will come out and extinguish the fire. So here we have scenarios that your person is setting a situation up of grama, that it's going to be to put out the fire, and we're saying that's permitted. It's either grama is mutter in Shabbos, or grama is only mutter in conjunction with the fact that there's a hefsid, potential hefsid. Like we spoke about the machlokas rishonim, whether it's only mutter in makam hefsid or not. That's the moran daf kuf chaf am aleph. The moran daf kuf chaf am beis seems to say not like that. It talks about a case where a person is opening a door and there is a madura. A person has a fire in their hearth, which when the door opens, the air wind will come in and it will fan the flames of the fire and increase the fire. So now we're dealing with the malacha not of kibui, of extinguishing, we're dealing with the malacha of havara, of kindling a fire. So the same way one is not allowed to kindle a fire, one is not allowed to increase the intensity of the fire. And by opening the door, the wind which comes in increases the intensity. So a person is not allowed to do that act, open the Pesach, Kineged HaMadura, because of this concern, which l'chara seems to be that it's a situation of a groma, that he opens the door and then the wind comes in. So his act was causative to create the increase in the fire, but there's no direct connection between his action and the increasing of the fire. So on the same blot of Gemara, we have a case of Grama which is Mutter, and a case of Grama which is Usser. So how do we understand that? So there are two approaches to understand this Gemara. One approach is that we find the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about that there's sometimes that we mentioned where the person opens the dam and the water is released, and that's considered the person's action. That's not a groma, that's a maisa. And sometimes it's considered a groma. The water which is immediately behind the dam is considered his maisa, releasing it and throwing it on the individual or item. And that's considered a maisa. The water which comes from upstream, he's a groma by removing this impediment. The water upstream is now able to flow to the item and affect it. That's a groma. So the water which is there in the karach rishon, in the first flow, is considered his maisa. The water which comes subsequently is considered a groma. So the case of the Mor is referring to a case where the wind is blowing already, and as soon as one opens the door, that first rush of wind which goes in is going to be problematic. So that's considered his maisa. That's not grama. The case of the fire we're talking about, where you're extinguishing the fire, a person's putting something there, when the fire eventually gets there, that's not direct. That's indirect. That's only a grama. However, the Ben Chananel understands the more differently based on the more Baba Kama of Melechas Machshavas. So the next year we will clarify the opinion of the Ben Chananel and where else we apply this concept. So today we've talked about the introduction between the two cases of Gemara, which seems to think one case, Grom and Shabbos is Mutter, one place says Grom and Shabbos is Osir. And one explanation is that the Gemara over there is not talking about a case of Grom, it's talking about a case of Maisa. And the differentiation between Grom and Maisa, if it's the direct first kayach, which exists in the Bria, which is being used, the wind is already blowing, or it's only the subsequent impact which is affecting it, which would be true both by Havara and by Kiboy. If it's only the subsequent impact, it's going to be Grama, which Mikra then is Mutter and Shabbos. Have a good day.